You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Have you all had a mommy meltdown? I know Sweet Knickknack has quite a few times. It's like when you just reach your limit with your kids and you have some sort of meltdown. Now, you don't hurt your children or anything. You just have a mommy meltdown where you either go, you know, you throw something or you run to the bathroom and just cry your eyes out or something yeah. like that. There's daddy meltdowns, too. I will tell you that. But Nicole gave me a good one the other day. It's a friend of hers. And she's like, you got to hear this mommy meltdown. It's fantastic. We'll call her friend Anna. So Anna was with her daughter, and I believe they were down in Aspen Grove, kind of my neck of the woods, and she had treated her daughter to some cupcakes from one of the cupcake stores down there. So they went into the cupcake store and bought cupcakes and came back out to the car, and her daughter refused to get into her car seat so they could leave. Screaming, crying, flailing, you know, mom struggling to buckle her in. We've all been there, I think.
We've all at least witnessed
the temper tantrum. Lots. And she could not get her daughter into the car seat, and she kept getting up to and going into the back, and it's one of those vehicles with like three rows, and she's messing around in the back. And Anna is just starting to reach her breaking point. She finally wrangles her daughter into the car seat, and as the daughter is flailing, she says, "Remember those cupcakes we just got? If you don't get in your car seat right now and stop flailing, I will smash these cupcakes." And the daughter calmed down and looked directly at her mom and started flailing like crazy again and got out of her car seat. And Nicole said that Anna took those cupcakes, raised them into the air, and threw them on the ground right there in the parking lot and jumped all over them with her shoes and had a complete and total meltdown. She said the funny part is that when it was all said and done, her friend had on white sneakers, and they were covered in bright pink frosting. Mm-hmm. So in the heat of the moment, she didn't really think about what she was doing and ruined her tennis shoes as well. But just to be able to sit there and watch that happen and watch that meltdown happen would have been great.
You know, you just reach a point where you just can't take no more.
Just enough's enough.
That's enough.
Especially when you fire that warning shot. If you keep doing this, this is going to happen. And then you have to follow through with it, I guess. And those poor cupcakes. Those poor delicious cupcakes. All over the pavement. Angela just wrote and said, I would have made the kids watch me eat them. Don't waste them. I'm going to eat them.
Can I read you one from Wendy?
Yes,
just
please.
Because I love the visual of it. Wendy, thank you. Wendy says, I was with my three-year-old daughter in Target, and she was being an absolute monster. All around the store, she was crying. She was reaching out and grabbing things off the shelves as we walked by with her in the cart. You've been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
The kid
they
in the cart.
They're grabby. They got the pinchers.
Wendy says, even at the checkout, she was being bratty and terrible. I pushed her out to the parking lot in the cart, loaded her into the car with her still screaming. When I put the cart away in the corral right next to my car, I spent about 10 seconds just kicking that cart and kicking it and kicking it and kicking it. She says, I turned around to get in my car, and there was a man standing there just watching me bash the hell out of the shopping cart. He just nodded and said, I get it, and walked into the store.
I get it, lady, I get it.
Can you just see her just with her foot just kicking it, and then calmly gets into her car.
That's funny.
Drives home.
Here, I have three that came in on Facebook. First one, Tammy. I broke another Target one. I full-on broke down in the middle of a Target once. My kids were being horrible. I found a dressing room and cried my eyes out.
Oh,
she said,
yeah.
It was very embarrassing. Lori says, I threw a pizza down my basement stairs once because my teenage boys would not come up for dinner. And then this one, I love.
Hold on
it's
a second.
Fantastic.
Stop there because what? You've got to imagine the boys. You're sitting in the basement and you look up and you see a pizza.
Come flying down.
Fly down the
splat,
stairs.
The box opens up and it goes everywhere. That's fantastic.
I love that.
And then I love this one. Tara says, not my proudest mom moment. I was in one of those drive-through car washes and my three kids were fighting like crazy. After telling them to knock it off about 1,000 times, I cracked the back windows just a little bit in my Suburban, and they all got blasted with water.
Perfect.
Soaked the inside of my car, but it was kind of worth
it. So worth it.
It's great.
We love you, moms.